Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai. The Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means He exists. Ba'ashem, which means in the name. Yahweh Shai, which means He is the Deliverer, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai, for His tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites, who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings. And I'd like to go into the subject, Millennium 2000. And let's see. Yeah, I believe it's called Millennium 2000 or Millennium 2001. Let me double check. It's a... It's an audio that was circulating back in the early 1990s. I used to live out east. I lived in New York, and I got this cassette tape when I lived out there. This was, again, in the 1990s, like between 93, 94, between 93 and 95, I don't remember what year that I got it, but it was around that time period. And this cassette tape I got when I used to go shopping on 125th Street. I used to buy different cassettes and books. You know, this was before I came into the understanding of us being Israelites, but the Lord did expose me to who we were early on, but it wasn't until later on that the Lord actually woke me up, because I used to see the brothers on on Times Square preaching, prophesying. This was One West, and at the time when they were all One West, and I used to walk past them going to work, and they were preaching about the Jews being black. And, you know, they went into, you know, biblical prophecy. And it was, again, it wasn't until later on, you know, around 2008, 2009, that the Lord fully woke me up, that I knew, according to the Bible, that I was an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. So going back to this cassette tape, Millennium 2000 or 2001, early back then, I was privy to a conspiracy, a world conspiracy, New World Order, the Illuminati. I also knew about the microchip back then. So the Lord was already preparing me to understand and fully receive this gospel. So call Halayim La Yahweh Ba'ashem Yahweh Shai at the water for that. I'm just thankful that the Lord, you know, chose to give me this understanding. And as I continue to learn and continue to grow, you know, Lord's will into salvation, make us wise into salvation. That's what we want. We want to be delivered. We want to be saved. And of course, that's through repentance, receiving and accepting the gift of, you know, our a calling, you know, our vocation, which is to come into this gospel and to learn and to teach through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And to, you know, show our brothers and sisters who are still in darkness who they are. And then the Lord, He gives the increase, you know, because we're just messengers, but the Lord will put the Spirit on a man or a woman to receive this gospel. So this cassette, Millennium 2000, is going into the New World Order. And you had a man by the name of Jordan Maxwell, and he passed this year, I believe, earlier this year, or a few months ago. I can't pinpoint the actual month, but it was this year that he did pass, and he, I believe, was more so, you know, he was in the know, but a lot of people believe that he was, you know, basically juiced in, just like Alex Jones. All these people, they know about the Illuminati, you know, Alex Jones sneaking in the Bohemian Grove. I mean, come on. You know, they will allow people to bring certain things out, but they're more so there to be like a so-called whistleblower, but they also are working both sides. You know, they're juiced in. But nonetheless, you know, you had Jordan Maxwell, Anthony Hilder. There was another guy that would go into conspiracies. They go into the microchip, which is the RFID mark, the mark of the beast, which is what the elite's ultimate goal is, to put or implant microchips, implantable RFID microchips embedded in people's skin, under their skin, rather. The right hand, the left hand, or in the forehead, which is going into the brain chip. Got Elon Musk and Neuralink. That's the company that he owns is pushing for people to be, in, you know, basically injected or implanted with microchips. So I'm gonna play this cassette. And it's an old cassette. It's been around, this cassette. I mean, I've traveled with this cassette, and I lost the part one of it. And it is an actual video online. You have to look on YouTube. I tried looking for it, and I couldn't find it. Years ago, it was online, but I don't see it. So here we go. I'm going to play it, and I'll chime in. And I'll go into the scriptures because the Bible do prophesy about a secret council, which is the Illuminati.
Called the Bohemian Society, because a bohemian is someone, I'm roughly paraphrasing, someone who does not live by the same morals and ethics that the populace does. And so they're saying that the people who lead this country meet in private because they don't live by the same morals and ethics you do. They have a whole different standard of behavior than you do. Now, Ronald Reagan was a member of the United World Federalists for 13 years. He wanted to bring about a new world order upon the ashes of American sovereignty. Is it possible that you haven't got the full message about Red Ronnie? In fact, Red Ronnie is not my case. That's what they call him in Hollywood. A member of the American Veterans Committee, twice cited as an instrument of the Soviet Union. He was the first individual in the band, well, speaker, major speaker, personality at the Hollywood Legion Stadium to ban the bomb. He was developed. He put on a mask, and I think it's time that we take off that particular mask.
So these bohemians, and they meet, what, once a year up in San Francisco?
For the last 2 weeks of July, from July 15th to the end of July, they meet for 2 weeks every year.
For two solid weeks,
they meet in conclave, and some of the most important movie stars, national leaders from around the world, and they say it's the only place that that enemies, so-called enemies, on both sides of a war can meet quietly behind the scenes and be friends.
So they go up for this two-week period of bonding and socializing
and chit-chatting and getting together to decide what war they're going to have next time, and who's going to be the enemy and who will be the good guy. And so,
Jordan, we have pictures.
Now remember, war is good business.
Now we have pictures with the president with his hand stretched out, holding a red rose.
But I have about 15 major color pictures of communist leaders throughout the world holding a red rose in their hand. And these are from newspapers and magazines. I began to pick up on this because someone alerted me to it, that the symbol of the red rose implies not only socialism and communism, but a secret society operating behind socialism and communism using the red rose.
This way out Willie holding the rose, we find Khrushchev, we find
all the congressional
leaders, And then we find the President of the United States over in his early years leading anti-American demonstrations in the Soviet Union.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that it's not enough to say these things. You really must show the pictures so that people will see that what we're talking about here are symbols and emblems.
Well, yes. Even Hitler used red and black, didn't he?
Yes,
so
he
said that Nazism is similar to socialism, didn't he? Nazi means National Socialist.
National Socialist
means Nazi. Benito Mussolini was, before he founded the Fascist Party, was associated with the Communist Party. In fact, Adolf Hitler, on February 5th, I think it was 1941, he said basically National Socialism and Marxism are the same. The whole of National Socialism is based on it.
That's interesting, because here we have Gorbachev very frequently using the term New World Order, and he said it's going to bring about a new kind of civilization, in fact.
So that New World Order, which you look on the back of your dollar bill, if you have one right now, you can pull the dollar bill and look on the back of it, and you'll see an Egyptian pyramid. At the top of that Egyptian pyramid is Anuet Kuleptis, which they even go into, it means our enterprise is crowned with success. And then under that is Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means New World Order, or New Order of the Ages, which is your New World Order. They've been planning this for hundreds of years to purposely collapse societies and to bring or institute a one world government, a one world currency. You know, no more sovereign nations, so to speak, all under a satanic New World Order agenda. And the Bible go into the secret council. See, these people, the illuminated ones is what they go by, the Illuminati or light bearers. They are in secret. So they're the secret council. These are the people that control the earth. These people, they control countries and their governments. These people got so much money. I mean, they're the ones that actually print it, you know. So this is the book of Psalm 64, verse 2. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. So this is a prayer by King David. He was asking to be hid from the secret counsel of the wicked. That's your Illuminati, you know, the rich banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and all those other families that are Luciferians. It says from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. So the word insurrection, which, let's get that definition. The insurrection of the workers of iniquity. So let's look up the Bible definition. It says an organized opposition to authority, a mutiny, a rebellion. So the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, they're that multitude, that raging multitude that's rebellious. They rebelled against the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. They rebelled against the Messiah and his people. They're the man of sin, the son of perdition. So it says, arising against civil or political authority. These people are actually the Illuminati, the secret societies, they're actually rebelling against the countries and their governments. With this whole lockdown, with the laws that are being brought forth, it's not under a constitutional law. See, a lot of stuff that's happening is actually, even in Esau's laws, is considered unconstitutional. You know, saying that people can't work if they don't have the medical decision or the vaccine, that's unconstitutional. You can't be forced to take something, especially when it goes against your health. You don't know what's in that vaccine. No, none of us know, surely what's in it. You know, because they have even shown online that when the nurses get the vaccine and it has I think it's called a black label, if I'm not mistaken, it's usually a whole bunch of medical terminology and the ingredients and like the side effects and all of that. And the nurses, they have shown that when they've gotten the vaccine, you know, we're in the box, and then they open up that black label and it's blank. So they're basically purposely doing this to cause all of this chaos. People are dropping dead from the vaccine. You have children that are having heart attacks, which is uncommon. Athletes, you know, people that's in their prime, the athletic, you know, in shape and eat right and you know, exercise and all of that, and they're dropping dead on their on the field, on the courts. It says, arising against civil or political authority, the open and active opposition of a number of persons to the execution of a law in a city or state. It is equivalent to sedition, except that the sedition expresses a less intensive rising of citizens. It differs from rebellion, for the latter expresses a revolt or an attempt to overthrow the government. So these Illuminati secret societies, they're actually overthrowing the establishment, overthrowing the country's governments, even though you got these puppet countries, you know, that are owned and bought by the central banks. But then you have these other countries that are going against the satanic New World Order, and then their country is overthrown. These are the rebellions. So let's go back to what we read in the book of Psalms 64:2. I'll read it again. It says, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection, the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. So these are the workers of iniquity, the man of sin, the son of perdition. These people work iniquity. Iniquity is sin upon sin. The technology that they're using to merge man with machine, to splice human DNA and basically pair it with animals and all kind of stuff, man, that these people are doing. Taking pig organs and using them for human beings, taking organs from swine, which is unlawful, and using the hearts and all kind of other organs, taking transhumanism technology and using it against human beings, merging man with machine, the stuff that they're flying in the air, the chemtrails, is full of liquid barium oxide, and it affects human beings, it affects animals, it gets in the soil, it's in the water, people breathe it, we all breathe it, it goes through the blood-brain barrier, and they can use that technology to target people. They can target a person's DNA once they find the person's brainwave signature, but they can't find everybody's brainwave signature. Certain people, they're not able to get it, they're not able to sequence it, and that's why they want to microchip every human being, because those that accept the mark of the beast or RFID microchip, they're going to be plugged into their system, into the AI, the artificial intelligence. Internet of bodies, Internet of things. Human beings are electromagnetic or electromagnetic humans. You know, the sun is electromagnetic. Salakia, the sun is electric and the earth is electromagnetic. And so we're actually both. So it's frequencies that they're manipulating. That's why they constantly spraying stuff in the air. That's why they're tampering with the water, you know, because what they say, our bodies is about 75% water. And so they're putting, what's that, fluoride in it and all kind of other chemicals that will dumb people down and keep people in a docile state of mind. They give what, bread and circuses. Here we go. I'm gonna play the, some more of the audio.
And then we had Hitler using the same term. We had Bush using the same term. August 23rd, 1939. What are the fellas doing here? They are putting together an agreement, the Communist Peace Pact. The Molotov-Ribbentrop Peace Pact, the Hitler-Stalin Pact, they joined together, and then on September 1st, 1939, what did they do? They were talking about the invasion of Poland. And they did, in fact, invade Poland and rape and ravage that particular nation.
Now, let me bring up this point, that if you'll remember that Mussolini was an ally of Adolf Hitler, and that Adolf Hitler signed two concordant contracts with the Vatican. The Pope, Pius XII, signed two contracts with Adolf Hitler, that he would throw full Catholic support in Europe behind the new regime of Adolf Hitler if Hitler, upon winning the World War, would establish the Roman Catholic Church as the only legitimate religion of the world under the new order of the world.
Now,
so there were contracts.
In Dr. Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, we find that the Bush family was heavily involved in financing Hitler, and the Kennedy family as well.
Right. Now, the point is, I want to continue with this. When you understand we're talking about the Vatican, we're talking about Hitler and Mussolini, we're talking about the fascist of Europe in war with America and England. Now we're talking about the Empire Strikes Back, and as we said in the last program, New York is the Empire State. That's why you have Steven Spielberg and George Lucas movies talking about the Lost Ark, the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who is going for the Lost Ark with Indiana Jones? But Adolf Hitler. And in The Last Crusade, it's Adolf Hitler again. So what we're talking about here
is not for the profit, but for the propaganda.
For the propaganda.
Yes.
But you see, they know what they're saying. And as I brought out to you before, the old magic practicing priests of the of England, the old Celtic priests, used to work their magic like Merlin the magician with his magic wand. And magic wands were always made out of Hollywood. So I'm saying that Hollywood has been used by, and that's why motion picture stars are called movie stars. Because in the Bible, stars were referred to as lesser illuminaries. So these lesser illuminaries are working for the big Illuminati. So the big Illuminati are using the lesser Illuminati. The lesser illuminaries are just stars.
So what you're saying, Jordan, is most of us are asleep.
We're
subtly being conditioned by a number of occultic organizations, occultic attacks, occultic conspirators to condition us into this.
We are being awakened, really, to a new world order. You take a look in like Time Magazine. I'm going to bring it out again. You say you want a revolution, but are we willing to pay the price? They're talking, we don't want a revolution, we want a revelation. They say, who pays for Yasser Arafat? You know who pays for Yasser Arafat? Who gets Yasser Arafat's fat out of the fire? The United States government came over there to Lebanon when his back was against the sea. He would have been wiped out by the Israeli army. And the United States says no, 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 because they want to control this particular conflict. They brought up U.S. troops and U.S. ships to get
Yasser Arafat's fat out of the fire and bring him over to Libya. Because they wanted him to alive, because they want a controlled conflict. The same thing is happening in South Central Los Angeles. The same thing is happening in major cities throughout the United States and throughout the world. This is conflict control, and the symbols are everywhere.
You're going into the false flags. You know, you got all these different false flag events that they are orchestrating. You know, even legitimate protests are usually co-opted by agent provocateurs, you know, gang stalkers, you know, surveillance role players, or what they call crisis actors. You know, a lot of these events are staged. And when I mean staged, that they could actually be real events, but they're manipulating the situation to push a narrative, to push gun control. You know, you have the mass shootings. A lot of the people that were involved in, I'll say the majority of them, a lot of these people that are involved in those mass shootings, the government was actually surveilling them and having them under investigation. So how are these people able to do these mass murders and they're not surveilled any longer? So a lot of these events, they're false flags. They're allowing it to happen to, again, push gun control and to, you know, basically scare or use fear and intimidation so that they can look like the good guys, so they can justify their defense spending budgets, and then they can lock down cities and target citizens that are whistleblowers, that are exposing corruption. It's an evil, satanic thing that's happening. That's why the Bible says that the whole earth is out of course, because people that do the right thing, they're not rewarded in this society. They're actually punished, vilified, shamed, and made to feel like they did something wrong. And they'll gaslight people to try to make them feel like they're criminals. And what they're doing is, all they're doing is projecting the same things that they accuse us of. They're the ones that's actually doing it. We're the ones that's keeping the Heavenly Father's law, statutes, and commandments the best of our ability. They don't believe in God. And if they do, they believe that the laws were done away with. They believe that Christ died, and so that you can sin, and that's just not true. The Messiah, he didn't get up on that cross for people just to remain in sin. That's willfully sinning. There's no sacrifice for willfully sinning. The Lord ain't going to get back on that cross so wicked Negroes could still commit adultery and smoke big bags of weed and just be reprobates. No. He did that once, and he's coming back to restore Israel, to bring this earth back into balance.
Let me explain to the audience something very simple in relation to what you're saying. In Africa, and the big game hunters in Africa for many years used to, when you go out to hunt the big game, you wouldn't go into the jungle to look for the big game. You would hire many of the natives to go out with cans and bottles and surround about a 10-mile circle out in front of you and work in, beating cans and bottles and screaming and frightening your prey, the lion or the animal that you're looking for, and he's your prey. And you keep closing in until finally whatever is out there comes out into the open and he's a sitting duck. That is precisely what has been happening for the last 100 years. The Illuminati have been purposely organizing, directing, and financing wars, revolutions, violence, and bloodshed so that it will sufficiently impress and frighten the world of humanity into accepting a new order, a new police state that will finally put down all the law and order, the disorder in the world. And it is the oldest trick in the book. Our greatest enemy is not in a crack house, it's in the White House. It's not in a bar room, it's in the boardroom.
So basically what I think that's Jordan Maxwell's talking. He's basically saying that the highest offices of this society, they're involved in drug trafficking. Because that whole Iran-Contra, that was Ronald Reagan's watch. That whole Iran-Contra, where they had drugs for guns. You had, what was the Nicaraguans from Nicaragua, the Sandinistas. They were fighting against, a rebel force to, because basically they didn't want that country to be like a communist country or whatever like that, like Cuba, if I'm not mistaken. So in order to fund that war, they use drug sales. So that's where you get the whole freeway Ricky Ross, the actual, not the rapper, but the actual man. That's his real name. He was a drug dealer, and he was the first person that introduced crack cocaine to L.A. He was a drug dealer. He was making like a million or so dollars a day selling crack cocaine. He actually was the one that really helped destroy a lot of people's lives, a lot of communities, a lot of generations was destroyed through crack, but it was funded by the government. You had the Arthur, what's his name, Gary Webb, that wrote the book Dark Alliance, that went into how the CIA was involved in drug trafficking. All of that was brought out in the movie Kill the Messenger. So the MK Ultra, but the hearings that was I can't think of the hearings that brought that out. I'm trying to think if it was the hearings. Well, I know Gary Webb, he wrote that book, but he was a reporter from the San Jose Times. So he's the one that wrote a series of articles, and he exposed the connection. So you had, I think it was drugs that came from Colombia. It was one of those countries where you had cartels that was selling the dope, and then they was flying it over to the United States. You had Barry Seal, who was a pilot, and that was another movie that came out with Tom Cruise, you know. So all of that was exposed, and what happened? You had Jake going to jail, you know, you got Jake still in jail behind all of that drug trafficking. That wasn't orchestrated by Negroes, because Jake don't have no boats, they don't have no planes, but yet our communities was targeted. They were heavily targeted, and they're still heavily targeted, and these are the things that they don't want our people to know about. See, what's being talked about is not something that's a light thing, you know. For speaking the truth, there's consequences. You know, unfortunately, in this society, truth is not rewarded. You know, it's often vilified, and there's retaliation. And all this information that I'm speaking about is public knowledge. You can go online, you can go on YouTube, and everything that I'm telling you is a fact. And that reporter, Gary Webb, they destroyed his life, and he was supposedly I think he got fired, his marriage was destroyed, you know, his wife ended up leaving him, and he supposedly committed suicide with two gunshots in the back of his head or behind his ear. And you know he was off because he was speaking the truth. Let's see. Let me play a little bit more of this video or the audio, and I'm gonna look up the scripture. I'm trying to recall it. Here we go.
And so the point I'm making is that we are being manipulated from the very top, and we need to wake up and find out that America is not the land of the free and the home of the brave, because we're not free
any
and
longer.
We darn sure ain't brave
any longer.
But it's time to wake the town and tell the sheeple. We're being led like sheep to the slaughter.
Okay, here it is. This is in the book of Psalm 37, verse 12, and I'm going to read a few versions. First, I'm going to start with the KJV. It says, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. So here's the Berean Study Bible. The wicked scheme against the righteous and gnasheth their teeth at them, and that's what the wicked did when they flooded our neighborhoods throughout the country with crack cocaine. It was actually powder cocaine, and they which more than likely it was their chemists that made that compound of crack cocaine, freebasing it, because cocaine back then, as they know, was basically an expensive drug for like the rich and wealthy. You had a lot of Edomites that was snorting coke. A lot of the partying that was going on in New York, like Studio 54 and out in L.A. and stuff like that, all those people were snorting lines of coke. You know, you had businessmen, you had models and actors and musicians, just famous people, and that was their drug of choice. And black folks, Latino folks couldn't afford that kind of drug. So what did they do? They came up with freebase, crack cocaine, which made it cheaper to the point where people would get high, and then that high would hook them, and the addicts, they would just be chasing that high. They could no longer feel like they felt when they first tried it. So that's how people would get hooked, and it was just a vicious cycle. You know, I had family members and friends that I knew that got strung out on it. It was horrible. And I used to work for a drug treatment facility. You know, this was later on. So I understand and know about addiction, how it affects people. Here's the NLT. The wicked plot against the godly. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. And that's what the wicked do. They snarl. They gnash of, you know, these people, they have a tremendous amount of power, and they have an extreme amount of hatred for God's people. Just see how the gaslighting, how they treat the so-called Negroes in this society. You know, we built America, and yet we're just gaslighted. They know we built America. They know that those inventions, all the many inventions that our people created, were unjustly taken away, and other people got credit. They know we built America, yet and still, they do everything they can to keep us in this condition, because they're plotting. They plot against the just, against God's chosen people. Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans who are suffering behind this oppression.
Seeing sheep go to the slaughter, but they are generally led by a Judas goat. The Judas goat will bring them all the way up the ramp, and right before they drop the trap on the sheep, the Judas goat steps to the side. And that's what they have their arm.
And that's the wicked pastors, they're the Judas goats. And those that have sold out, that know what's going on, but they're going to continue to mislead our people and not tell them the truth. They're not going to warn the flock. The Bible go into the watchmen. The watchmen are supposed to warn God's people about the danger sound the alarm, but these Christian pastors, they're not sounding the alarm. They're hirelings. They don't care about the Lord's flock. They don't care about his people because they've been told through Christianity that they're supposed to love everybody, but they don't love themselves. They don't love God's people. They bend over backwards for all these other nations and will help give all these other countries, you know, the people that come over here, like the Afghanistanians and the Ukrainians, giving them millions and billions of dollars. These people, they're just fresh off the plane or off the boat, however they're getting over here, and they're getting set up. They're getting housing. They can go to college. They're going to school. They're getting vouchers. While our people, while Jake is out there homeless in those encampments out in California. It's terrible. What's that? It goes into the book of Isaiah where it talks about, and their own shepherds pity them not. That's talking about these coon-ass leaders. Who don't give a... I'm going to use my words. I'm trying to not cuss so much. I'm going to try to, you know, refrain from cussing all the time. You know, because I know it's a lot of people listening from different platforms. And, you know, it might be certain brothers out there that might want, or sisters out there that might want to share this audio with other, you know, family members. So I'll try to do my best, even though biblically there's nothing wrong with cursing, you know, or using cuss words, so to speak. But, you know, for edification, you know, and just to try to reach other brothers and sisters out there that are new to the faith, you know. You know, I don't want to, you know, offend anybody. So this is in the book of Zechariah 11:5. And I'm not saying that I won't cuss. So don't get it twisted. I'm just saying that I'm try to not always, you know, use so-called curse words. But nonetheless, these people, they don't care about us. You know, they have shown themselves to just only care about their money and their positions in Esau society, and they're not warning God's people, especially these wacky tacky Christian pastors. You don't think they know about this gospel? You don't think they know about the Israelites? But because they're reprobates, and the Lord didn't wake them up, because they're hard-hearted, they're impudent. You know, and they're not going to listen. So this is the book of Zechariah 11, verse 5. And it says, whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. So Esau is the possessor of the Israelites. Your last name is an example that we're being possessed. These people, they basically still own us. You know, it says, and hold themselves not guilty, and they don't hold themselves guilty. They do all these horrible things, and even in the court of law, they, for the most part, get away. It's just now recently that a few of them, Esau will sacrifice or bring forth justice, you know, to Edomites that are murdering our people. It says, and they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. So that's what they say. You know, they believe that they're blessed because they become rich off of slavery. It says, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. So our own shepherds, these wacky tacky Christian pastors or leaders, they don't pity us. That's why they sit back, know what's happening, but they won't speak on it. These are the people that go into these churches and mislead God's people. You know, these people got thousands of members and their congregations are supporting them, and it ain't doing nothing but teaching them lies. Let's see. Let's play a little bit more, and I'm a.
Spring. These Illuminati refer to their offspring.
I'm a. Get some more scriptures.
In their publications as their children, their offspring. They refer to your offspring as kids. You have kids because you're just like a goat.
Sheeple.
You're sheeple. That's why you have kids.
And your children are going to be slaughtered if you go along with the program. There's no question about it. They're going to be identified. They're going to be marked. Hillary, how much clout? Well, Hillary has brought in Janet Reno. I keep thinking of Janet Reno as sort of Hyman, Himmler and drag. There was a war waged on a Christian church in Waco. This is the first time there's been an armed military assault against the United States people since the Civil War. And we hate it, didn't we? And the people sat back and said, oh, God, we got to get rid of that fanatic, those crazies out there. They said, in the name of God, Time Magazine, what happens when believers embrace the dark side of faith? Now, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, Koresh never went in and attacked the ATF. He had never attacked the government. The government attacked them.
Hey, I wanted to add, I remember when I did the lesson going into my brother, basically condemning me and compared the Israelite faith, said I was following false prophets, and compared me to David Koresh. And it's, you know, something that on this this audio they talk about David Koresh, because he was a bugged out Edomite, no doubt. You know, he was bugged out, but he was him and his followers, they were murdered. They had a video, a documentary going into how they were the Branch Davidians, which was his church, and they had a compound. They were, you know, they were living, you know, out of society, so to speak, you know, and that's one of the things that these people don't like, when people aren't living amongst society, that, you know, they don't send their children to school, you know, like people actually look down on homeschooling. They actually think that children will become weird or just like antisocial, you know, going to homeschool. But shit, look what's happening into these, you know, these schools now, man, with all these mass shootings, you know. Oh, the homosexuality, the lesbianism that's being taught. You know, you got these perverts, pedophiles, monsters that are lurking among the schools and stuff like that. You got these churches. It's all sick and satanic. But yet, when people want to homeschool their children and teach them values and teach them the things that they need to know to be able to compete in society, you know, and become self-sufficient, they don't want that. They want people to be brainwashed. They want people to be zombies. They want people to be institutionalized, learn the lies of the public school system. They're teaching holidays, you know, a lot of the events and stuff like that is all based in paganism. You got Christmas plays and Thanksgiving plays, the lion myth about how the Native Americans and the pilgrims were all just happy and getting along, not going into how this devil plotted against the Native Americans to steal this land. And then they don't even go into the true history of how America was stolen, how the 10 tribes were over here before Esau, the so-called Latinos and Native Americans, as well as the Negro natives. They don't want to teach that history. But anyways, in that documentary, I'm talking about the David Koresh and his parishioners, his congregation that lived on that compound, they was murdered. Because what ended up happening was the ATF got into a shootout with the Branch Davidians, and it was a ATF officer that was killed in the fire, you know, the crossfire. You know, it was basically trying to breach the property, and they were on the roof, and it was a shootout. So after that, the ATF, they wanted revenge. So what they did throughout the different days, and when I was younger, I remember when they had that standoff, they were showing it on the news. You had the ATF and whoever else that was around the property. They were using psychological or warfare tactics. They was playing like loud music to keep the people, the Branch Davidians, keep them awake, basically sleep deprivation. It was playing just like all these corny songs, and they was shining like bright lights, you know, spotlights, again, keep the people from sleeping. And eventually the standoff came to an end when the ATF was firing flash grenades or whatever like that into the building, and it ended up killing a lot of children. Yeah, men, women, and children that was burnt alive in that standoff. They burnt that property down to the ground. It's very, very sick and satanic, man. The things that's happened, but it's not something that the media will go into, you know, because they're gonna always push the narrative of them being a cult, which, you know, they were a cult, you know, but they weren't violent, you know, from the information that came out in the documentary. They was just armed, you know, they was heavily armed, and they were just in their own society, but they had a real wicked, twisted doctrine, man. That's what happens when Esau get a hold of our book. You know, not making no excuses for that Edomite, because he was definitely teaching false doctrine. He definitely was doing that. That's why these people are not supposed to touch our book. You know, that laid open the book of the law, and the heathens sought to paint the likeness of their image. That's why you have people out there believing that Jesus Christ is white. And they get offended when we go into what he looks like. It is amazing, man, how this truth is so cut and dry. I mean, the Bible, it plainly tells us what our Lord looks like. Plainly tells him, tells what he looked like. That he had hair, white woolly hair, the head and hairs, which is talking about the top of his head and his beard, were white woolly hair, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if it burned in a furnace. That's talking about a Negro man with white woolly hair. That's the description of our Lord. And the Heavenly Father, he's described with white woolly hair too. The hair of pure wool. He's the Ancient of Days. So he's not going to have a dark hair. He's going to have white woolly hair. And the Bible tells us that the Lord said, Yahushua said, that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So he looks like his Father. The Bible describes the Heavenly Father as having skin like jasper. Jasper is brown. So in this society, they don't want to teach the truth. Going back to what I was saying about how anybody that want to unplug from this matrix is vilified, because you got brothers and sisters out there that are coming out of Babylon, and they're vilified, but hey, in this society is just wicked. You know, it's one of those things where the Lord, he's calling our people to be separated, you know, to live separate lives, but they don't want our people to live a separate life. They want us to be in these cities. They want us to be around all these wicked people, and to try to break our spirits, and just being around a bunch of narcissistic people, you know, is draining. That's why it's good to be around nature, you know, even not being able to get out of the cities or whatever like that. But if you're able to go to a park, you know, go fishing, because you can still be in the city and still go around some nature. You know, they got little lakes or ponds and stuff like that. Anything we can do to connect, you know. I did, a lesson going into homesteading, slacking, not homesteading, but urban gardening, which I'm still working on. I'm still working on that because I want to plant a garden for fall, because you can grow stuff all the way, you know, past September, especially if you live in, you know, certain regions, you know, that the climate is a little bit, warmer. But here, you know, in Missouri, you can grow tomatoes. You can grow, collards. I want to get some collard greens, and I want to plant a whole bunch of them. You know, I want to plant some jalapenos, too. So, yeah, we're in perilous times, and we just got to do our best. We got to do our best to endure. You know, we got to continue to stay in the Word, because faith comes from what? Hearing the Word of Yahweh. So that's how we build our faith, which is a gift from the Heavenly Father. It's having that faith and having that hope. You know, we go into these things because we have to warn our people. You know, scripture that came to mind is about the watchman. That's in Ezekiel. A watchman is supposed to warn the Lord's flock. I have to go into these things because the Lord, he holds the men accountable if they are calling themselves watchmen. So this is in the book of Ezekiel 33, verse 6. It says, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So the watchmen, if they see the sword come, which is Esau, the so-called white man, his plots, you know, this New World Order agenda, you know, all these things that were brought out, that's me warning the flock, you know, warning God's people, you know, blowing the trumpet. So if I don't do that, then the people's not warned. It says, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. So if a person who called himself a watchman is not telling the people to repent, you know, turn from those sins, because iniquity is sin upon sin. So the ultimate message is to repent, keep the Lord's law, statutes, and commandments, having faith in our King Yahweh Shai, and waiting on his mercy, having hope, having faith, which is a gift. But you have to be warned, you have to be told. So when the sword come, you know, you won't be taken away in that iniquity. So if a watchman, these wacky tacky Christian pastors, they're warning the Lord's flock, it says, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So the watchman, they're going to be responsible for not warning the flock. They're not going into the mark of the beast, the RFID microchip, Jacob's trouble, the famine, the pestilence, noisome beasts, and all the things, the four sword judgments that the Lord will bring against his people and against the inhabitants of the earth. People have to be warned. We all have to take heed, you know, and hope that the Lord will have mercy on us when his wrath is upon this earth. So Other than that, you know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Shalom to the family, peace and blessings.